What's up, ladies? Welcome back to another episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. Ladies, I apologize for the break, okay? I told y'all I'm a regular degler, so when I get busy, I get busy. I've been working 6-day weeks, so I already knew once I went back to work, you know, things is gonna be a little different for my, as far as dropping episodes go, but, you know, I'm back. You know, I ain't gonna never just go and stay away, so I'm back. What else is going on in the world besides people going crazy over chicken sandwiches and the goddamn Amazon being on fire and nobody really giving a fuck? What else is going on? You know, shit. I just, you know, I'm just out here grinding. The grind is real. Summer is over. Shit. I mean, but, you know, regardless, you know, I feel like for adults, summer is never really summer anyway. Unless you rich, you know, then summer, hey, you taking vacations, whatever. You probably, you get to do what the fuck you want to do all year, so. Whoop-dee-doo to you motherfuckers. But that ain't me. Hopefully y'all been good. Hopefully y'all been good. Today's episode is definitely gonna be about relationships, of course. I love to talk about relationships. Y'all know me. And in specifics, the toxic ones, for sure. Because I feel like that's the ones that need to be talked about the most. For sure. Like, it's just getting out of hand. And I'm talking about the toxic ones where that come from the couples who are like who got that appearance of, you know, basically seeming like they got it all, you know, like they couple goals, they good, they just perfect, or, you know, not saying that they think they perfect, but they kind of act like it. That's what you see from the outside. All right, so we're gonna talk about those in specifics. I wanted to share light on Lovely Mimi, her situation. Now, if y'all don't know who Lovely Mimi is, she is the Asian chick who was on Love and Hip Hop. She was, and before Love and Hip Hop, she was already pretty popular and well known because she does nails, and she does nails really good, like all the eccentric shit, you know, like how Cardi B get her nails, all the jewels and all this crazy shit, and yeah, she real talented. And I'll say one thing about her is that she also is known because of her personality. Like, she got one of them personalities that definitely make people want to be around her, that make people cling to her and love her. You know, she really goofy, silly, friendly. You know, she kind of like that hood. She like hood, goofy Asian chick, you know. So, you know, she got some hood in her, you know. So, everybody love her, you know. But her husband, Remy, you know, they kind of became that social media couple, that, or that public eye couple, of course, because one, y'all did reality TV together with Love and Hip Hop. Two, y'all both do YouTube together, you know, kind of, you know, let people into y'all world a lot. You know, they real active on social media, especially her being, you know, like kind of like this, you know, really known person. But everything ain't what it always seems, y'all, you know. And I hope y'all already know that, because y'all should, especially if you grown. But if you didn't know that, I'm telling you it. And I ain't the first person who gonna tell you that. I ain't the last person. We gotta stop. And I say we, not meaning like literally I think this, but I'm saying we as a whole, everybody need to stop thinking everything you see is just what you actually see. Everything you see is not, you know what I mean, not seeing it as you should. And why would you? Because you don't know everything. That's why I say, like, that whole couple goals shit and y'all see these YouTube couples or these celebrity couples and shit, y'all be thinking everything is just everything. So, oh, they look cute together. Oh, they getting money. This is that. Baby. Yeah, everything that glitter is not gold. Y'all know that. Y'all know that old saying. Y'all probably didn't heard your mama's, grandma's, nah, let's say that. But I wanted to shed light on her situation because, of course, right now, she is on a breakup with her husband. And, you know, I guess it's supposed to be like a for sure breakup, as in, like, not, no chance of getting back together. Of course, people are skeptical just because they are, you know, you know, their personality. I mean, because of them being reality TV stars and her being, you know, social media personality or whatever, like, you know, people always be skeptical, like, oh, is they pulling a prank or they just trying to do this to, get some views or some attention, this is that, but I don't know. You never know these days because people really do shit like that. That's sad, but I think this shit is real. I definitely do. You can tell, but yeah, I wanted to share some clips of her, and they kind of, the clips might be a little all over the place, so excuse me, but basically it's some clips from her YouTube video that she put up a little while ago, probably like last week, where she was kind of explaining the breakup, and in these clips she is basically like mentioning things like the people who she, you know, from his family that she let stay with them, how he, I think she even mentioned like his, how, you know, her husband was cheating. She mentioned how he, you know, was abusive towards her, you know, how she allowed abuse. She mentions how she ended up gaining a gambling habit. She mentions how she would give him money and, you know what I mean, he just fucked off thousands of dollars. Mentions how he refused to get a job and how he, you know, just insisted on trying to be this like type of entrepreneur or whatnot, but apparently wasn't working. So, you know, I'm gonna share some of the clips with y'all because y'all need to hear it, and because, you know, this can help y'all who don't know, who don't see the signs of a toxic relationship. So here goes some of the clips for y'all.
Moose, Mazako, Monty, Phil, Rudy, his mom, and egg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. He had 7 people in and out living with us, but he never mentioned them in his video. He only mentioned the people that I ever had living, okay? All of these people who have lived with us has never paid a dollar, has lived numerous times, so they would come and stay 3-4 months. I would get mad, kick them out because they're not doing anything, they're not helping, and then they will come back again from Maryland to Atlanta. They have been living with us multiple times. Remy was abusive. He would hit me hard. He was smart. He never hit me in my face, but bodies. I used to have slashes and bruises. Even when I was pregnant, it was very toxic, and I never left it. I said it was okay. I can make it through that. It's not no biggie. I'm scared of being alone. I always had alonophobia. I don't know how to live by myself. Okay, Donald, you're crazy. You're obsessive. Like, they drove me through hell. Okay, for 2 years, it drove me through hell. Okay, they exposed all my secrets. They talked about me. They stalked me. Like, they did all these hurtful things to me. And I never said anything. I even pulled up to her house. I even fought her. I put them in a van. I paid for them 3 months in advance. And I feel like when I fight you, it's over. It should be done. We shouldn't have this conversation no more. But that wasn't the case. They kept attacking me. So what hurts me the most is that Remy watched me all these time, everybody who hurt me, in and out of my life that used me, all of these people who hurt me, he watched me. He was there for it. He killed me, okay? He keep talking about, oh, he's an entrepreneur. And, okay, I left him because of money. Dude, you never had no money. You never had no money since the beginning. And I loved you since the beginning. Let's talk about you when you had no money. He was $22,000 behind. And I explained to him, I said, where is the money? We make enough money to pay the rent. I don't care if there's no profit, but there should be enough money to pay, cover the rent. That needs to be paid so that these women can have a job. And I said, you need to stop thinking about yourself and realize that we lose the shop. It's not just me and you losing the businesses. It's all of us. This is where they work. This is where they make money so they can feed their kids. And he's going to tell me that the ring don't make no money and it's not important. It's very important. It's important because it shows me that you care about me. You care about my worth. That you care about our growth in our relationship after all these years. That I have done so much to help you. The other things in this relationship, in this marriage, I don't ask for anything. And his brother moved here in January. Okay, in January, he stayed here until October. He didn't pay a single fucking dollar, didn't try to get a job, didn't do nothing. He already did this before in our house back in Maryland. He never called me, he never checked on me the entire nail tour. Do you know that fucking nail tour made me become a fucking gambler because I don't know how to cheat on this man. So every state that I went to do a nail tour, I stopped by a casino. Because I didn't know what else to do with my life. I didn't know how to cheat. I didn't know how to get out of this relationship. And he knows it because every time I get in a fight with him and I tell him to leave, you know what he says to me now? He said, what you gonna say? You can't get the fuck out of my house just so you can beg for me to come back. When he made that comment, I realized that, you know, I have fucked up. I have made this man and I have built this man to think it's okay to continue to treat me like shit.
So yeah, y'all, that was a couple of little, you know, clips of basically her kind of explaining, you know, some of the issues, a lot of the issues that her relationship had. She even mentioned how, like, she lost friends over him because, you know, her friends started turning on her, you know, just treating her bad, or she had to cut off friends because of him. You know, she kind of shed light on some things. Yeah, I really should watch the whole video. It's crazy. And then he also put up a video too. But the thing about it to me that's crazy is that he put up a video first. Okay, so like, it's like, damn, soon as y'all broke up, you decided, oh, well, let me not, you know, my marriage is failing over here. But let me not try to clear my head and think about some shit, even write some shit out, because I'm telling you, you gotta find some way, some therapeutic shit to help you sort shit out before you just act, okay? People don't understand that. They really don't understand that. But anyway, yeah, he ran to the internet and made a video about the breakup and shit. And it seemed like he did, you know, the reason I'm irritated with him is because it seemed like you tried to do that shit on some, oh, let me hurry up and, you know, because I don't want nobody thinking, this ain't no motherfucking race. Because if you see the whole video, she was saying, like, you know, well, since he want to put the shit out there, well, and then at that, half-assed about the shit, let me go ahead. But this is what I'm telling you, I'm trying to show y'all about these toxic relationships. We talk about them, but not really. You know what I mean? And I see a lot of memes and little bullshit that be kind of promoting, like, thinking the shit funny. Like, oh, I could say fucking nigga and then be laid up with him. And is it? I get what you mean. Ha ha. You know what I mean? We laugh. We joke and shit like that. I get it. You know, sometimes you be just that mad at your dude, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, sometimes y'all just be... I want y'all to understand that toxic shit is when some shit is toxic and when some shit is just kind of like, okay, y'all both just childish. Shit be toxic, all right? She touched topic on a lot of shit. And when I was just watching and listening, I'm just like, damn, yeah, this definitely was a toxic relationship. And it definitely was that thing of where I just felt like she kept it so real, and I appreciate that. Like, we don't know these people. People can easily make up shit and, you know, all of that, but she kept it real about herself, and that's what made me fuck with her video versus his, because she actually really, you know what I mean? Like she said, she went in depth. If you're gonna be out here talking about some shit, don't be lying and don't be trying to half-ass shit. And you gotta tell the truth about yourself too. And she did just that. Like, she said, she mentioned how she stayed with him as long as she did and stuck around even though all this shit was going on, is because she was afraid of being alone. Do you know how many women out here will not admit to that? Even though the shit is heavily obvious, it's so many women who will, well, I'm just, da, da, da. No, baby, you scared of being alone. And it's a real thing, because especially, you know what I mean, when it's kids involved, like she said, I don't want to be no single mom. She, you know, some people can't handle, a lot of women, they strong. And I mean, we all different. Like she said, and she, I love what she said. She said, I can't take what you can take. You know, basically just saying like, we all different. She doesn't want her family looking at her like, oh, you're a single mom, this is that. You know what I mean? You never know how it is. And I'm not trying to be racist, nothing like that. But, I mean, she is Asian or whatnot. You never know how their culture is. You know what I mean? So, I feel like, you know, and then, of course, a lot of women, black, Asian, whatever, like, will think like, okay, well, it's better to have a man than to not have one at all. I don't want to be looking like I'm a... Oh, she got kids and she ain't got no man. And oh, she a baby mama. She ain't this. She ain't, you know, people be really feeling like that. And it is really people out here who try to make women feel less than because of certain situations like that or whatnot. But she kept it so real. She mentioned how, like, from, you know, what, 18 on up, like, she just always, you know, she just didn't want to be alone. She didn't want to live alone, none of that. Like, so that's just what it was. Like, and she been with her husband for 10 years. It's just crazy. It was crazy. All the she mentions all the fucking toxic shit. All the things that can make a relationship toxic. The whole letting, what, 7 people stay with you? Like, family members? I don't care if it was his family members, it was her family members, whoever. That shit is not meant to be. And the way she said it was being, like, not helping out with bills, this is that. Toxic. That shit fucking with your relationship. And all these motherfuckers in your crib. That's just not how it's supposed to be anyway. You know what I mean? A family, when I think of household, I think of man, woman, and children. Period. Somebody need to stay with somebody. It should be an emergency situation. It should be... And people who go to stay with people... Y'all have to stop thinking like this is a motherfucker. You can't even go stay in a hotel or motel for free. Okay? You can't smoke in them. You can't, you know, it's certain rules. This is that. So why you think you could just... But then again, what we allow. Fuck that. I love my husband. He loves me. And we both, we love our family. But baby... Your home is your home. They got to be your peace, baby. They got to be your peace. And that shit just don't work when it's, you know what I mean? Like I said, if it's an emergency situation, then it's different. But it got to be some understanding in that motherfucker. And she just said how she would kick them out or whatnot. They'd come back and it's, that shit toxic. Period. Because chances are he probably was telling them, oh, well, you know, it's my crib too, this is that. So it's just, that's why you just, the whole family stand with, not with it. Mm-mm. I like to walk around naked too, so baby. No, but for real, no, that's just not, especially if y'all already got issues yourself.
Or maybe y'all good. And then when people move in, then y'all start having issues. It's just, no. Another toxic thing she mentioned was how I won't say the fact that he didn't want to work a job was toxic. I'm not going to say that. A lot of people don't want to work no job. I don't. You think I like clocking in and out somewhere? No. I would be my own boss, this, that. Have my own freedom, financial freedom, all that. You know, I would love that. So I feel anybody who if they feel like that. Because I feel like it's a lot of us who do. You know, I'm not with the settling shit. But how she mentioned, I tell you, and them just small clips. Y'all had to hear. She was saying how she was basically giving him the back end. You know, money she was making from, like, little endorsements and promotions and social media promotions and stuff like that. Giving him that money, you know, thousands of dollars. And all she was asking was, pay the bills and, you know, handle this and that. And, of course, you know, you my husband, so, of course, you know, invest in your businesses, whatever you're doing or whatever or not. But some people can't handle shit like that. You know what I mean? Some people are too immature, or they don't know, they ain't never had that type of responsibility or whatnot. Okay, so she said he was cheating. Couldn't explain where, you know, what the money was going towards. And mind y'all, she's known for doing nails. You know what I mean? So that's her hustle. That's her. That's what brought her up. Her talent, and then the love and hip hop and all that other shit. Okay. She has her own salon, and she said she had to find out this motherfucker ain't paid none of the bills. Like, he wasn't even paying the rent in her building. Like, she didn't find out until she started getting emails and calls from, you know, her landlord, saying, like, you know, you this much behind. She was like over $20,000 behind in bills, just all together in bills. Why would you take out of your family mouth? You know what I mean? Like, you were told to handle business. You need, if you can't handle business, like, as in pay bills and shit, and then take, you know, a chunk for investing in your little car business and shit that he had or whatnot, then you don't need to be you can't be no entrepreneur. It ain't for everybody. You don't know shit about money. And that's toxic too. That's toxic right there too, because you dealing with a motherfucker who just Lord knows what they doing behind your back. You didn't gave them so much, you know, you done spoiled them. So that right there was very toxic. She said, like, how he, you know what I mean, he okay, she also mentioned how he didn't want to upgrade her ring. Now, mind you, they didn't been together 10 years or whatnot. Some people found, like, oh, she being hard on him, this is that, she all about money, this is that. Nah, bro, after 10 years, what's wrong with that? And she said she never really asked him for anything, nothing like that. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I just feel like we gotta, man, it's just so much toxic shit that we put up with. Like she said, yeah, with the hitting, she literally kept it real about that. How she said that she felt like, okay, I can handle that. You know what I mean? Like, literally. You know how many people won't admit to that, too? A lot of people feel like, oh, okay, well, it ain't that bad. I can take this. I can take that. Especially when you don't want to be alone. You know what I mean? You don't want to be alone. It's a lot of shit that you will put yourself, you know, help put yourself through. So, it wasn't like she was just putting everything on him. He just did, he just said it. Nah, she had her imperfections. She shared how she, you know what I mean, was just so depressed and, you know, tired of him cheating. Yeah, of course she didn't want to cheat back or, you know, be on no bullshit. She don't know how to be. She said she don't know how to be that type of person. So what she would do is while she was on her nail tours, she would, you know, hit up casinos. You know, hit up casinos, and that's crazy that she turned to gambling. That's really crazy, but hey, a lot of people turn to plenty of shit, you know, drinking and all the drugs, all of that. But it's just fucked up. It's fucked up, and I'm definitely not a one-sided person. You know what I mean? I didn't fully watch his video. And I don't really follow their whole life or, you know all of that, but her situation is one of those situations where I usually always say, like, yeah, some of y'all, I'm so tired of couples running to social media about their problems. Like, you know them, you know how females be every time they get into it, or every time they break up with they do for the 20th, 30th thousand time, they go and they post, oh, I'm single, you know, or they do might do post that they single, you know, all that childish shit that couples do, and then the next week be back at it like ain't shit happened. Yeah, stuff like that. So I don't be liking that shit, but this right here, situations like this is where I don't be looking like, oh, why she post this, why she even put this up here, this is that. I don't look at it like that. You know why? Because people love to be like, well, you can keep that in between your household, this is that. No, that's toxic. That right there is toxic. Y'all telling people to just front about shit. That's why motherfuckers be feeling like they gotta be perfect couples and this, that. Now it's because of what other people gonna think. Fuck that. It is what it is. And when it be toxic situations like this where, you know, abuse and, you know what I mean, shit, you know, all this type of shit like that, like people interfering with the relationship and money being stolen and all the, you know, just all types of shit like that, people be needing to get that shit out of them. They be needing a vent. They be needing, you never know, and somebody else could be listening to that or watching that, seeing that, and being like, damn, I've been through the same thing. Like, it's so crazy to know that somebody else experienced that too, and I am gonna be okay. Or dang, I never been through that, and I hope I never do, or I'm gonna make sure I never do, because I see what she did, and now I can look at that and be like, yep, okay, pay attention to the signs, and make sure that you love yourself, make sure that you don't be just so needy to the point where you just never want to be alone, and you end up finding yourself years later, you know what I mean, having to start over, and, you know, just shit like that. Like, so this is these type of situations where I be like, okay, I can't even front them for getting on social media and talking about some personal shit. Can't even front them, especially because she kind of was forced into it. You know, motherfucker get online and they telling all your motherfucking business, and then at that, of course they only telling it the way they want to tell it. You know, where they trying to make you look bad and them look good and all this other bullshit. You know, she probably felt like she had to. I mean, y'all both, she known for making videos and you know, her social media presence and stuff like that. So it kind of would have been hard to just not address it, especially after he didn't already got on here and said all his shit. Okay? And yeah, it was kind of bashing her, you know. Only he didn't seem like, I can say what I can say from what I watched of his video, it just seemed like, you know, very narcissistic. He can't do no wrong. He ain't do no wrong. He just don't understand how this turned into this. And he mentioned a lot about how basically he tried to play it like she left him because over, you know, him not making money or, you know, falling on hard times and shit. And it's just crazy because, like she said in her clip, it was never about the money. He didn't have no money. That's some real shit. That is some real shit. I feel like he was intimidated by her. And a lot of men don't like to admit that too. That's a toxic thing too, ladies, to pay attention to. Men love independent women. That's all we hear all the time, right? I don't want no leech. I don't want no bum. This, that. I like a lady who got her own. This, that, right? But what they don't mention is how if you're too independent or you too much of a boss or, you know, got your own success at something, a lot of them get jealous. Oh, yeah. A lot of them get jealous. And that shit is fucked up. Because it's like, okay. And pardon me, I guess I can understand why you get jealous is if you feel like you're in a relationship where everything is about that one person. Like, but that'll have to be, it wouldn't be like a jealous thing. It would be just like a, okay, well, damn, they are selfish. I'm with somebody who's selfish type shit. But other than that, you don't got no reason to be feeling jealous of your person. He up here talking about money, this and that, and how basically, oh, well, once his business started, his car business wasn't going good and all this and that, that's when she got to flipping and, you know, acting like she didn't need him. No, I feel like it was intimidation problem. Because that's, it could have been both. She probably got to talking her shit too, like, motherfucker, you need me, this is that. Because guess what? When we realize, a lot of us women realize, like, damn, I can do some shit on my own because I am doing some shit on my own. I don't need you treating me like anything or whatnot. Yeah, you start to act a little different. And so that's probably how she got. But, like she said, it wasn't even about the money. It's all this other shit. This shit is just a mess. And a lot of times we always, this is one of the main reasons why people stay in toxic relationships too, is because when y'all see them couples who've been together for like 10 years and shit, a lot of people be like, oh, well, y'all been together too long, and this is that. Y'all need to work that out. Fuck that. If the shit is fucked up, them years ain't about shit. You know what I mean? If 9 out of them 10 years, it was just craziness every motherfucking year. Motherfuckers getting cheated on, money coming up missing, all this abuse and this is that, like, and the shit. No. We don't be knowing the difference between, okay, couples go have ups and downs, and couples got motherfucking issues. Okay, there's ups and downs, and then there are issues. Ups and downs do not have to be cheating and getting hit on and shit like that. Why do it have to be that? Why do it have to be all of that? Like, stop encouraging people to stay together when sometimes they really just don't need to be together. Period. People, oh, they y'all throwing 10 years away. This is the, and if that's what it need to be, that's what it need to be. We act like we breaking up is bad. It's not bad. It's necessary. I truly believe that some people are just not meant for each other. And it all comes from within ourselves. I said a lot of people ain't gonna admit, like, so, you know, people gonna talk about her, and she know people gonna talk about her regardless. So shout out to her for still, you know, talking about something like that, because like I said, you never know who need to hear that, and sometimes you just need to vent. How y'all know she ain't got nobody to talk to, or, you know what I mean? Or she probably don't trust nobody, like she said. You know, she didn't have to cut off friends and shit from using her and all this, you know, or them talking bad about her, sharing all her business, this, that. Like, you know what I mean? So, but yes, ladies, that's just one situation. Y'all know, I'm sure y'all know friends, y'all know cousins, co-workers and shit who be, you know, involved in toxic relationships. I think we all do. And like I said, and I don't speak because I'm perfect, but like I said, I'm all about your health all the way around. I just, yeah, you know, on the outside, but literally on the inside, your mental health is everything. People are walking around here fucked up from shit that didn't happen to them, and you know what I mean, they rather be like that because, okay, if I talk about it, then I'm telling my business, or you should have kept that within your household. No, motherfuckers is low-key depressed on the inside just because they look cute, just because they got money and you know, shit like that, don't mean that they happy. So y'all gotta really stop telling people, oh yeah, keep that between y'all, this is that. She probably would have, but this motherfucker ran to the internet. And that's another thing, like, bruh, I thought that was a female thing, but I noticed that, like, it ain't even, that's not no female thing, that's a men and women thing. Now you see men, you know, bashing women and it, you know, talking bad about them, doing the most. Like, that's not even a woman thing. That's men and women. Y'all gotta stop with that shit. That shit is annoying. Because, yeah, a lot of the internet don't give a fuck. Okay? But when you talking about some real shit, like what she was talking about, like how you really, you know what I mean? You actually talking about some shit. You not just on here just bashing a motherfucker. You really talking about some life experiences and, you know, your feelings and all of that, then I can fuck with that, okay? I can fuck with that because, like I said, some people just be needing to get some shit off their chest. Now, if she was just on there saying, fuck him, he broke, he ain't this, I ain't even finna listen to that, because it's like, yeah, you was with him, though. You know, you was with him, though. He wasn't no broke motherfucker when you was making kids, when the, you know. Don't do that. That shit is childish. Plus, that shit is just childish. So that's why I don't like it. But if you gonna spit some real shit, like, this is what I've been going through, this is what I've been fronting to myself about, or, you know, fronting to the world about, or, you know, pretending and this is that, then I can fuck with that, because that's you. To me, that's a woman that's trying to change her life. You know, really change her life. Because you really do got, it's some shit, like I said, it be shit that we don't want to acknowledge, don't want to, you know, we think that we can just front our way through it, cover it up, you know, and everything be everything. No. And then that's how that shit explode anyway. That shit wasn't gonna work. Y'all got motherfuckers staying in y'all house. Y'all, on top of y'all own personal issues y'all having with each other, which was many, like, that shit wasn't gonna work. No way. So, I just, the only thing I can really encourage y'all to do is just pay attention to bullshit. Call it out. If it's continuous, hey, break up. If you break up, please do not feel like you gotta broadcast every breakup, especially if you don't know for sure that you're done, because y'all do be out here looking like clowns talking trash about motherfuckers, and then the next week y'all posted up, booed up. Yeah, you can do what you want to do, but yeah, you look stupid. You ain't gotta care about what we think. You shouldn't, but just saying, you did all that for what? Sometimes you just really gotta catch yourself while you're in the heat of the moment, because you'll do some dumb shit. It happens. Bitches bust windows, flatten tires, and, you know, all of that when they mad. That's a heat of the moment thing. That's not a good idea, really, because what if you end up in jail, or what if you end up getting a fat ass ticket or some shit, you know? Or somebody come do the same shit to you. So that's all I was saying. Like, and just stop with the whole
well, we've been rocking for a year, or we've been together for 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, this is that. I don't want to start over. I don't want to, you know, because that's another thing I always hear. I don't want to start over. I ain't trying to do this all over with another person. It's just that we built this. Well, sometimes you're going to have to. Like, it's amazing what we will put up with just to be able to say, like, yeah, we still rocking. Yeah, we still together. We unbreakable. This is... Y'all need to be breakable. Shit. Toxic is toxic. Okay? Like, let's keep it real about that. We ain't gotta act like nothing for nobody. I don't care if y'all a big ass YouTube couple. Y'all a whatever. If that shit is too much for you, it's too much. And that's just fucked up. Because I know if I... Like, so I'm married, right? Let's say my husband and I, we broke up. And this motherfucker ran to social media to talk some shit, right? Basically saying, this is why we broke up, this is that. I'm gonna be irritated as fuck. I'm gonna be irritated as fuck. Because now you pushing me to feel the need to say something, because I'm sitting up here listening to you, of course, tell your story, but you saying it in a way where you're trying to bash me when you could have been 100 about the shit. If you just felt like you need to vent and get the shit out, cool. But don't be clout chasing. Don't be looking for some sympathy, so you just end up spending your whole little time talking, bashing me. There's a difference between trying to get some sympathy and literally just sharing some experience or sharing some realness with the world. And I don't feel like that's what he did. I feel like what he did was, of course, try to paint a bad picture of, you know, his wife, soon to be ex-wife, who knows. And then with her video, we got, okay, yeah, she, you know what I mean, she's sharing some of her personal life, because just because we see these people on TV or we see them on social media does not mean we know them, okay? A lot of things that people don't want on camera and make sure it's not on camera and things like that and not known about, okay? She didn't talk about her being arrested, all types of shit. Like, so that's why I say, listen to the videos, ladies, you know, y'all can get y'all own little take from it. But like I said, that whole social media thing, whenever y'all break up, be on these breakups or on the outs with people, it's really a bad idea, because it's a heat of the moment thing. But if it's some shit like where you literally like, man, I done been through too much with this person, or they didn't drag me through this much, or you know, I just need to vent, or you know what I mean, or hopefully somebody gonna appreciate this realness, then cool, go ahead. Know what comes with it. Don't expect people to care, because some people just don't, and they just rude and assholes, whatever, but it is what it is. But if you on here and you that person who just on here just to be bashing the person, knowing you might get back with they ass literally that same day or some shit, get your ass on. Stop doing that. That shit is annoying and it's just uncalled for, and you look like clowns. Alright? So, you know. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say, you know, ladies. Toxic is toxic. We can't keep trying to cover up shit. We can't keep trying to make excuses for stuff. And yeah, that's a big problem I'm seeing. And that's not even nothing new. That's something that's been a problem. People been so obsessed with trying to make some shit work. Like, you, if you think about making it work, don't that sound forced? Making it work when the shit should just work. You know what I mean? Like, the way I think, it's always been like, I be thinking about every little aspect of stuff, because that's how you should. Like,
It is what it is. We really gotta stop being afraid of breakups. Every breakup is not bad or doesn't have to be or has to be. Now, unfortunately, you can't control how other people react, but you can control how you react. And it is what it is. Sometimes you just don't need to be with a person. And we only hurt ourselves in the end when we don't want to acknowledge the shit. If you feel like it's worth going because, oh, he just get on my nerves sometimes, then fine, cool. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you getting hit on, motherfuckers taking money from you, making you be the person who work and take care of the household and you know, they really just kind of chill out and got the nerves to be cheating, and, you know, got family members leeching off of you and, don't like none of your friends, all of that. That shit is toxic. We just sit up here knowing all these things and don't want to say shit. So, don't do it. Don't do it. Toxic ain't good. Stop calling people couple goals and all that shit. I don't ever say that. If you saying that because you seen the post where some couples was like on a vacation or something like that, then cool. Because I guess I can get what you mean. If you saying like goals as in like this is something I would like to do with somebody, cool. But as far as like looking at these celebrities or these public figures or whatnot and saying like, oh well, they so goals, they just got the perfect relationship. No. Hell no. They're not goals. You don't know that. You don't know what go on with them. You don't even know how their personality is. Even if you see them on TV or you see them on live all the time and this is that, you don't know them. Like I said, you can be whoever you want to be in front of a camera. Y'all know that. Well, we just play as cartoons. Are they cartoons? No. Yeah, like, I shouldn't even have to say that. Like, y'all know. But yeah, ladies, that's what this episode is dedicated to. You know, just trying to get y'all more aware of toxic relationships, because we say we're aware of them and we know what they is and that. And a lot of people use the word toxic now, but when I say toxic, I mean like literally it's sickening. Like it's literally bad for you. You know, and in the long run, you'll see that. Even if you're a person who feel like I can take this, I can handle that, this or that. Like she said she felt like she could literally take the abuse, being hit on. She could literally take, you know, all types of shit. And a lot of us, we do. We feel like we just so strong and things just gonna get better. And, you know, this is that. We have so much faith in these relationships, more than we have in God. And it just end up hurting you in the long run. So I don't say nothing to bash. You know, I just only try to promote positivity and us really taking care of ourselves, ladies. So that's all I got for this episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast. Thank y'all for listening as always. I will be back at it again, you know. So I might be gone for a while sometimes, but I don't ever just stop. I do want to shout out those who have been following the Girls Love Talk Instagram page. I do appreciate that. I also have my Girls Love Talk podcast Facebook page. I do, you know, every now and then get some notifications on likes on the page and stuff like that too. I still need some more interactions, but it's all good. You know, I want to hear some reviews. I want to hear some thoughts on these episodes and these topics that we talk about. You know, and I love doing this. It's very therapeutic, like I said. I don't know if y'all heard me say that, but talking is therapeutic. Just like writing is. I write things all the time. And I love doing this, okay? Because I feel like I talk to people, but you know, sometimes you know, in everyday life, you don't get to have like them deep talks and shit. You don't get to have, you know, touch topic on everything because it's just like small talk and it's that, you know. So, You know what I mean? I just be liking to share my mind. But yes, shout out to everybody who listening to this podcast. Yes, do follow the Instagram and Facebook page. Yes, I'm on 7 different platforms. Google, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and those are all the ones I can think of right now. So hopefully that's 7 that I named. But of course, I only mention them to let y'all know that it ain't no excuse that you can listen in any time. So with that being said, y'all have a good Labor Day weekend, and y'all will be hearing from me soon. Until next time.